and sister of the week， 大家记不记得？
Do you remember after I talk about intercession, I asked you to have a brother and sister of the week?
就是你挑一个弟兄姊妹，这个礼拜就真的为他祷告。
Pick a brother or
或是一个家庭
or a family and pray for them this week.
不要光只是听到了祷告的重要，而没有具体实行的这个路。
Don't just know about the importance of prayer, but yet don't practice it.
所以我那时候鼓励弟兄姊妹，每一个礼拜天晚上为着下一个礼拜要为谁家祷告。
So at that time, I encourage brothers and sisters on Sunday evening, pick a brother or sister or a family.
啊，求主把负担给你来为他祷告。
May the Lord give you burden so that you can pray for them.
甚至你们可以打电话问他说，我们这个礼拜主给我的负担是为你家祷告，有没有什么特别的事要我为你祷告？
Or you can even call them and tell them that I have burden to pray for you. Do you have any specific needs?
我跟你讲哈，如果有人一接到你这个电话哈，他这个礼拜会过得特别属灵，你知道吗？
I tell you the truth, anyone who receives such a phone call will be very spiritual this week.
因为他知道有一些弟兄姊妹这个礼拜在为他每天都要为他祷告。
Because he knows that someone is out there praying for him.
他才想发脾气就不敢发了。
So he will try to control his temper.
啊，因为有人在为我祷告。
Because someone is praying for me.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要在主的面前开始在学习祷告。
We need to practice and learn about prayer.
所以我们在这里讲怎么祷告。
So how do we pray?
就跟我们讲读经一样，我们提两个最基本的我们可以做的。
There are two basic things we can practice.
那第一个就是祈求或是代祷。
The first is intercession.
就为着我们环境的需要和难处来祷告。
Pray for the difficulties in our environment.
那这是我为什么要先讲这个？其实更重要的是我要讲的第二个叫做交通的祷告。
The more important one is the second one, the prayer of fellowship.
但是就着弟兄姊妹的经历，我们常常从第一个入手。
But yeah, we often entering through the first experience.
就是我们环境上的需要。
That we have needs.
或是我们里面生命里面的需要。
We have needs of our life.
啊，我们里面有软弱，或是有劳苦愁烦，有重担压在身上。
We are weak, or we are worried, and we are heavy laden.
或者我们周围亲爱的家人生病了，或是有难处。
Or there's a need, or there's a sickness in my family.
或是教会里面有什么重大的事情，我们需要代祷。
Or there's a great event in church that we need prayer.
这都讲到我们为了一件事，或者为了一个人在那里祷告。
So we pray for a certain event, certain thing, or a person.
换句话说，是有所需要、有所求的祷告。
It is need driven.
弟兄姊妹，我们要祷告。
We need to pray.
不要不好意思。
Don't hesitate.
不要去讲那个在主面前没有价值的骨气啊。
Don't.Put that stupid pride away.
好，神喜欢我们去祷告。
God likes us to pray.
好，我们把自己 surrender 在他的全能底下。
Surrender totally under His power.
好，我们来信靠他。
Rely on Him.
虽然这件事情凭着你的能力，你决定可以解决。
Maybe you can solve the problem with your own.
但是当我借着祷告的时候
，But yet through prayer,
这个荣耀归给神。
The glory will be given to God.
当我借着祷告的时候
，through prayer，
神在这件事情上，神特别祝福我们。
God will have special blessing in this thing.
就算我真的凭着我可以解决
，even just by our own ability, we can solve the problem.
更何况
，let alone，
许多时候我们以为我们可以解决的事
，a lot of times there are things that we thought we could handle it.
那是因为神怜悯，神祝福我们。
It's because of the mercy and blessing from God.
神的手一收的时候。
When God withdraws His hand,
原谅我说，你在家里面修水管，可能要修个老半天都修不好。
You probably can't even fix the smallest thing in your house.
修个车胎要修个好几遍都修不起来的，很小的事情。
Or any small thing like changing a tire, you probably can't
do it. 你的生活里面会充满了许多的这个意外 surprise.
There'll be many surprises and surprise obstacles in your
life. 弟兄姊妹，我们要学习来祷告啊。
We need to learn to pray.
在这里讲到这个祷告，我没有办法一个一个细节去讲。
I can't go over them in details.
如果关于这个点你们有负担的话，可以到图书馆去 check out 我四年前的信息。
If you have a special burden, you can go check out the tape of message 4 years ago.
但是当我们在祷告的时候，为了书信的弟兄姊妹，我们提这几个点，简单的提一下。
For the new believers, I'll go over these points.
第一个，我们要奉主耶稣的名。
First, we need to pray in His name.
奉主耶稣的名不是光嘴巴讲的。
Not just uttered by your mouth.
奉主耶稣的名是一个属灵的实际和境界。
It is a spiritual reality.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做奉耶稣的名
？What does it mean by in His name?
讲到我们这个罪人，凭着自己没有资格到神面前去祷告。
Means we sinners are not qualified to come before God.
我们靠着主耶稣宝血的赦免。
Through the forgiveness of sin.
我们在他名的底下，让我们有资格去祷告。
In His name, we are qualified.
所以约翰福音十六章告诉我们，他主说：“你们向来没有奉我的名求什么，如今求就必得着。”
John 16, Jesus said to his disciples, You never ask anything in my name, but today you ask anything in my name,
you
will receive.
主耶稣他是那条唯一的道路。
Because Jesus is our only way.
所以我们奉主的名说到我们取得祷告的资格。
Because in His name, and that is our qualification of prayer.
那这是第一件事情。
And that is first thing.
就像你要跟一个人讲话，你必须要拨他家的电话号码。
Just like when you want to talk to someone, you have to dial his number.
你说裴明家446-3479，你说我不想拨这个号码，我拨别的可不可以？
If you want to talk to James, then you have to dial his number.
你不 dial 他的 number, 你就没有办法跟他 talk 他。
If you don't dial his number, then you cannot call him.
你要能够跟神圣洁的神交通，必须借着耶稣基督。
If you want to have fellowship with this holy God, you have to go through Jesus.
那奉主的名，第二个意义就是我们今天唱诗讲的，那是一个得胜的权柄。
The second meaning of being in His name is authority for victory.
因为主耶稣完全得胜。
Because he has overcome.
父神已经用右手将他高举。
Father God has lifted him up.
将他超乎万民之上的名赐给了他。
And given him a name above all names.
让天上的、地上的、地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主。
So all that in heaven, on earth, and under the earth will bow and confess that he is Lord.
那包括了疾病。
Including sickness.
包括了仇敌。
Including enemies.
包括了任何我们可以讲得出的名。都在这个名的面前要臣服下来。
Anything that we can name will bow down before the Lord.
他的名远超万民之上。
His name is surpassing all names.
讲到权柄。
This is authority.
所以奉主耶稣的名不光只是嘴巴讲。
So we don't just say it with our mouth.
而是在我们心里面的一个属灵的实际。
But it should be a reality in our hearts.
所以像上次少师母来带领我们那样祷告，说我们不用急着讲奉主耶稣的名，大家一个一个这样祷告。那不是说我们不要奉主的名。Reality, 我们都是在主名底下。
So last time Mrs. Shell led us to pray that just utter some words. You don't have to close it with in Jesus' name, but still we are in His name, even we pray like that.
那第二个讲到在圣灵里面。
Secondly, in the Holy Spirit.
罗马书八章26-27，他说我们本不知道当怎样祷告。
Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27 says we do not know how to pray.
真的，我们不会祷告的。
True, we really don't know how to pray.
还是圣灵用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
But yet the Holy Spirit prays for us with a groan that cannot be expressed with words.
鉴察人心的神晓得圣灵的意思。
And God who searches all hearts knows the will of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵是照着神的旨意替人祈求。
Because Holy Spirit prays for us according to God's will.
所以我们在祷告的里面，我们需要仰望圣灵的帮助。
So when we pray, we need to rely on the help of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不仅仅替我们祷告。
Not only Holy Spirit helps pray for us. 圣灵
教我们祷告。
He also teaches us.
圣灵帮助我们祷告。
Help us to pray.
当我们真在圣灵里面祷告的时候。
When we really pray in the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹里面会很释放，很舒服的。
You will be relaxed and you will feel great.
你里面会觉得你碰着了他。
You will know that you meet him.
祷告要照着神的旨意求。
You need to pray according to God's will.
我们不妄求。
So that we don't pray in vain.
你怎么知道是不是妄求呢？
How do you know if you pray in vain?
借着祷告，神会慢慢向我们显明。
Through prayer, God will gradually reveal to us.
照着圣经的话，神会告诉我们。
Or the words of the Bible will tell us.
所以我说，从前的台湾这个南部有一个教会的长老，他想要娶小老婆，想娶妾。
One time there was an elder in a church in Taiwan, and he wanted to have a concubine.
那教会其他的人就来责备他说：“你怎么可以娶妾呢？娶小老婆。
”And some brothers come to rebuke him. How can you have a concubine?
他说这件事情是出于神的，因为他祷告过了。
And he says, "This is of God's will. I have prayed."
人家问他说：“你怎么祷告的？”
And people ask him, "How do you pray?"
他说：“我那天晚上睡觉前，我就跟神讲，如果这个事情不是你的心意，你就让我死在床上，第二天不要起来。”
He says, that night before I went to bed, I prayed to God, if this is not of your will, let me die today in my bed.
他说第二天我活得起来，所以表示证明是神的旨意啊。
But I woke up alive next morning, so this is of God's will.
弟兄姊妹，神的旨意不是这样子去发现的。神的旨意决定符合圣经的教导。
God's will will confirm to the teaching of the Bible.
第四个，凭着信心求。
Number four, by faith.
我们没有时间多讲，圣经关于信心的应许太多了。
The many promises in the Bible.
在信的人，凡事都能。
For those who believe, anything is possible.
主对那个孩子的父亲说：“你若能信，就必看见。”对马大说：“你若能信，就必看见神的荣耀。”
Jesus told Mary, "If you believe, you shall see the glory of God."
主说：“你们只要信是得着，就必得着。”
The Lord says, "You You believe that you will receive it, you will receive it.
好几次主在医治病人的时候说，你的信救了你。
Many times when Jesus healed the sick, he said, your faith has healed you.
雅各劝我们要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑。
James, told us to pray with faith, do not doubt.
所以弟兄姊妹，信心是祷告里面必要的事啊。
And faith is the very necessary element in prayer.
那我两个礼拜前已经讲过信心。
Two weeks ago, I shared with you about.
那是我特别提到穆勒弟兄。
That time I specially mentioned Brother Muller.
他这一生里面至少清清楚楚知道，是因为祷告神答应的有五万多件。
Through his life, he clearly knew God answered 50,000 of his prayers.
我算过每一天平均将近三件事情，两件多，将近三件事情，他今天知道是因为他祷告神听了。
So.On the average, about two or three things per day that he knows God is answering his prayer.
那有一次他要到这个魁北克去讲道，他搭一艘船。
One time he was leaving to lead a meeting in Quebec.
结果那个船碰到大雾，根本没办法走，所以那个船就停在那边不能动。
And then they encountered great fog, so the ship stopped.
就停了很长一段时间以后，发现说可能没有办法在礼拜六下午到达魁北克。
And then they stopped for a long time, and then he counted he might not be able to reach there by Saturday afternoon.
所以穆勒弟兄就去找船长说，他说我非要礼拜六下午赶到不可，因为我要去那边讲道。
So Brother Muller went to the captain and says, I have to be there by Saturday afternoon because I have to lead a meeting.
那 captain 看看他说，你在这里讲什么？我是这个 professional 的这个船长，我听到这边雾不会马上散的。
But then the captain says, I know what I'm talking about. I'm the professional, the fog just won't go away.
穆勒告诉他说，我不管你说什么，我知道一件事情，神从来没有不听我的祷告。
I don't know what you know, but I know one thing, that my Lord never miss my prayers.
他说你跟我下楼去祷告去。
Come with me to downstairs and pray.
所以他们就到房间里面去祷告。
So they went into the room and prayed.
穆勒做了一个非常简单的祷告。
Muller prayed a very simple prayer.
祷告完以后。
And after he prayed.
那个船长也要祷告。
Then it was captain's turn.
他拍拍他，他说你不要祷告。
He just pat on him and said, "You don't have to pray."
他说你为什么不要我祷告？
And he says, "Why don't you want me to pray?"
他说第一个，你不相信神会听你的祷告。
First, you don't believe that God will answer your prayer.
所以不需要祷告。
So you don't have to pray.
他第二个。
Secondly,
神已经听了我的祷告了。
God has listened to my prayer
already. 你现在上去看一看哈。
Go upstairs and see.
那船长简直不敢相信，他说我今天碰到了哪个神经病啊？
The captain just couldn't believe his ears.
就他上去一开门的时候，
he went up to the deck.
所有的雾全部不见。
The fog was gone.
那个船长不能相信这件事情。
He just couldn't believe his eyes.
所以这个见证是船长讲的，不是穆勒讲。
So this testimony was testified by the captain.
所以当这个船到的时候，这个船长到处去为他做见证。
So after they arrived their destination, the captain just went around and tell the testimony.
借着这件事情，他才知道他观念里面的神真的是这么实在听祷告的神。
Through this event, he really realized that God really answers prayer.
祷告要有信心。
Have faith.
但是最后一个要恒切，不可灰心。
Lastly, be patient diligently and do not get disappointed.
保罗在罗马书十二章告诉我们，祷告要恒切。
In Romans chapter 12, Paul tells us pray continually.
因为我们在祷告上常常好像会没有。得到答应，对不对？
Because a lot of times we don't receive the answer right away.
有人讲得很好，当你跟神祷告一件事情的时候，
Some people say when you pray for one thing,
那三个结果，
there are three results.
Yes, no, wait.
Yes, no, wait.
你祷告神听了答应了，
Either God will answer your prayer.
either 神没有听你的祷告。
Oh, he doesn't.
圣经上我今天没有空去讲祷告不得答应的原因啊，像有罪啊，或是不肯赦免人啊等等，圣经上列了好几个。
There are many reasons God doesn't answer our prayer. In the Bible, there's like if you're in sin or you cannot forgive.
有时候妄求不是神的旨意等等，神会让我们知道。
Or you don't pray according to God's will. God will let you know.
那最难的是第三个 wait.
The hardest thing is to wait.
那个有一次撒旦在开了一个 garage sale 啊。
When Satan had a garage sale,
那他把一些比较落伍的武器卖掉。
Trying to sell those used weapons.
就跟现在的 PC 啊，每一两年就得卖掉一些，因为太落伍了。
It's like now the PC, you have to change every 2 years.
啊，所以他卖那些什么drug 啦，现在的 drug 越来越进步了，淫乱的东西啦，这些色情书刊啦，卖了一大堆武器。
So he was selling all these used like drugs or pornography.
但他里面有一个东西不肯拿出来。
And there's something he.He didn't want to bring out.
那逛过 garage 的人都有这个经验，对不对？
If you have experience in visiting a garage sales, you will know.
你常常看到他外面买的东西都不是想要的，就是他里面那些东西你很想要。
The thing that you really want is the one that in the house.
你会问他说你那个卖不卖？
Then you will ask, do you want to sell that one?
他是说那个不卖的，那是我自己的。
He will say, no, that belongs to me. I want to keep it.
所以有人就看到里面有个武器，说你那个卖不卖？他说我不卖。
So someone says, can I have the one inside? And Satan says, no, I don't sell that one.
因为这个武器是屡试不爽，百战百胜。
Because that weapon always works.
所以后来他们问他说那个是干什么的？
So people ask him, so what is it?
他的那个就是叫人灰心的。
That is disappointment. It causes people to be disappointed.
很多时候我们祷告。
A lot of times we pray.
很多时候我们好像对神有信心。
Or that we might have faith.
但是结果却不是这个样子。
But yet the end result is not so.
那为什么神要叫我们 wait?
Why does God want us to wait?
那为什么说当我们真的也祷告了，我们也在信心里面祷告了，神为什么不给我们？
Sometimes we pray and we really pray in faith. And why doesn't God grant our wishes?
那第一件事情
First,
圣经上告诉我们
Bible tells us,
信心必须经过试验
Your faith has to be tried,
很多时候我们以为我们有信心
A lot of times we think we have faith,
但是那个信心很多时候是建立在感觉跟眼见的环境上
A lot of times that faith is built on the feeling,
那个信心还不是直接建立在这位可信的神身上
It's not being built on the Lord that can be trusted,
就跟一团黄金沙子一样 它宝贵是宝贵但是不够宝贵
It's just like gold sand. It is precious, but not that precious.
它需要经过火炼。
It has to go through the furnace.
那火炼之后，它成为金晶。
After going through the furnace and becomes pure gold.
那圣经上告诉我们，信心经过试验，就比那被火试验过还会坏的金晶更显得可贵。
The Bible tells us, once our faith is being tested, it's more precious than the gold being purified.
好的，在神显现的时候可以得到称赞和荣耀，它那个荣耀是永远的。
And it will receive eternal glory when the Lord appears.
我想我们都经过信心试验的过程。
I'm sure we all went through the test of faith.
在事情经过的过程中，真是不舒服。
In the process, it is indeed painful.
信心经过熬炼。
The faith is being tested.
但是当我们当初所信的至终神成就的时候
，But when eventually God granted.
我们信心的度量跟纯度比从前宝贵太多。
Then the purity and the capacity of faith.So much greater than before.
那另外一方面，神叫我们 wait.
On the other hand, why God asks us to wait?
神没有马上成就的原因之一，是因为我们这方面没有 ready, 没有预备好。
Because we are not ready yet.
就像有一个人跟神一直祷告，希望他能够有说方言的恩赐。
It's like someone once prayed continuously for speaking in tongues, the gift of tongues.
那还有人在那里拼命祷告，求神医治他的病。
Or some people pray for the healing.
用神迹的方式来医治他的病。
By miracles, heal his sickness.
那边路易师母提醒我们，他说，当我们的生命还没有成熟到那个地步的时候
，Sister Pan Lewis reminds us when our life is not as mature.
那个祝福如果超过了我们生命的度量，那个祝福反而是一个破坏。
If a blessing that's greater than the capacity of life, then it might cause damages.
当你被神一下子不接的一生病好了，弟兄姊妹，我们刚开始会感谢，后来可能会骄傲。
If your sickness is being healed with a miracle, at the beginning you probably overjoyed, but later on you might get proud.
讲到我们自己的生命没有 ready.
Because we're not ready yet.
另外一方面。
On the other hand.
神可能有更好的美意在这里。
Maybe the Lord has even greater plans.
可能不是你没有 ready.
Maybe it's not because you're not ready.
可能你都预备好了。
Maybe you are ready.
但是神为了教会或者为了其他的家人，也能够得福，神在这里暂时等候。
But maybe for the sake of church or your family members.God wants you to wait.
或是神要在这件事情上要显出他的荣耀来。
Or maybe God wants to show and manifest His glory through you.
所以神宁可等到拉撒路死了四天，神才来。
That's why Jesus rather wait until 4 days after Lazarus died.
弟兄姊妹，所以如果今天我们在什么难处的里面
，So today if any of us in any kind of difficulty,
或者在信心受熬炼的时候
，Or if your faith being tested,
我们求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们的大祭司并非不能够体恤我们的软弱。
We have a high priest who can understand.
他完全了解。
He totally understands.
他也曾经凡事受过试探，只是他没有犯罪。
He's been through all the tests, except he did not.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
So just come before the throne of grace with confidence.
为要得连续蒙恩惠，做我们应许的帮助。
To receive mercy and get grace for.Our time of need.
信心不够，不要里面觉得被定罪，有罪恶感。
And do not feel guilty if your faith is not strong enough.
就到主的面前，到施恩座前，求主来怜悯我们，来施恩给我们。
Come before the throne of mercy and ask the Lord to help us.
主会扩大我们的信心。
He will enlarge our faith.
让我们能够真认识他。
So so that we can truly know him.
那个类似的祷告，交通的祷告，我今天不讲了。
I will skip the prayer in the inner chamber.
啊，那是非常重要的祷告。
It is very important.
讲到我们跟主之间像朋友一样。
It says that we are just like friends with God.
啊，我不是为了需要，为了外面的拦束祷告。
It's not driven by our needs.
就是为了爱他。
Simply,
为了想跟他有一个亲密的交通
to have close fellowship,
成为主至亲的朋友
and become his good friend.
我们来亲近他
so we come near him,
我们来享受他
come to enjoy him.
那这个祷告弟兄姊妹可以听录音带
and you can check out the tape.
所以请弟兄姊妹我们开始来操练祷告
so I hope we can all practice prayers.
祷告太重要
it is so important to pray.
弟兄姊妹祷告的时间是我们自己要去抢出来
and you have toSet aside the time for prayer.
如果你要想到有时间祷告的话，弟兄姊妹，我们找不出祷告的时间。
If you think I'll pray whenever I have free time, you'll never find free time to pray.
所以黎弟兄告诉我们，祷告之前，我们自己要坚定心志，要去抢时间来祷告。
So Brother Watchman Nee told us you have to grab time.
你可以在洗碗的时候祷告。
You can pray when you wash.
你可以在开车的时候祷告。
Or when you drive.
你可以到房间里面跪下来祷告
you can kneel in your room.
甚至你躺在床上睡不着你也可以祷告
or even when you cannot sleep in bed,
要抢时间祷告
grab the time.
而在祷告的中间呢
and while in the prayer,
要学习去抵挡一切纷乱的思想
learn to fight any distraction thoughts,
抵挡仇敌一切给我们的搅扰
any disturbance.
而在祷告之后呢
and after prayer,
我们要对我们所祷告的认真
Be serious about what you pray.
我们要去追踪我们所祷告的。
Keep track.
好，弟兄姊妹，当我们事前知道抢时间。
So before you pray, remember to grab the time.
好，我们在祷告中间能够学习把自己安静下来，抵挡一切的纷扰。
And in the middle of praying, learn to fight any distracting thoughts.
进入内室，关上门。
Go into your inner chamber, close the door.
祷告我们在暗中的父
and pray to your Father who is in heaven.
而我们祷告之后能够对我们所祷告的事情认真、啊、
and after we pray be serious about what you pray.
我相信我们在祷告上会有很美好的学习
I'm sure we can all learn this lesson well.
我想我们的因为时间过了我不能再讲了我们请唱一首诗歌550首我们只唱第一节就好
Hymn 550
我们改唱552首
552
我们只唱第一节
Stanza 1、
啊、请弟兄姊妹等一下不要急着离开去弄饭因为我们等一下有一些重要的事情要报告、
Please do not leave yet We have some important announcements
好我们请唱第一节我们唱两遍我们就有一些祷告好不好
Let's sing on Stanza 1 twice And then we'll have some prayers
预备来祷告之时但愿之时是我离开烦恼之时来到圣女昨天发表所有意愿所有需要遇到重要有处我的学生的大自由不限和这所有的事因为有你祷告只是祷告只是感谢
Regardless how much burden we have,
像诗歌说的，当我遇到重压忧愁，
like the hymn says, when I'm heavy laden,
我灵却常得着自由，
my soul has often find relief,
不陷恶者所有布置，
and oft escape the tempter's snare,
因为有你祷告之时，
by thy return, sweet hour of prayer.
但愿我们每一天都成为一个祷告的人。
Become a person of prayer.
我们底下有一点自由的祷告。